One should not sleep with the same comfort he sleeps every night on Tisha B'Av. If it's takona, not to, then don't endanger your life. But if you can, have less comfort. If you have, usually use two pillows, use one. If you use one, if you can manage without it, or less comfortable fashion, it's better. Some people have a minute to sleep on the floor. And Leil Tisha B'Av, some even put a stone underneath their head. Shachris in the morning we don't put on tefillin because tefillin is considered pe'er, and it's not a time for pe'er. We have basically filled chatzayis a lot of in Hogim of the first day of Avelis, and we don't wait sitters because of that's not like when we had Avelis, because it says pizza im rosei, which it's translated in that Kaviyocha goes for tour pizzas. One puts on a tiles of coffee without a brocha. Yeah. One is supposed to get up a little bit earlier to the base like this, which for some reason I mean it's not so popular. Yeah, you can still get up earlier. You can get up before the morning and stay tikkun chatzos. It's a shorter one on Tisha B'Av. Now, Kolpon, even if the shul daven's later and you want to daven slower, it's an Indian to daven slower. Like we said before, the tefillah should be slower in the spirit of mourning. Chiddush is we do say Mizvah L'Soida because it's still Makat Teufa Kodesh Baruch Hu for everything in the Chum Beis Hamikdash was the Teufa Seidu. We don't say Birchas Kohanim in the morning. We don't say Tachanun. And we read the Torah, three Aliyahs. Magen Avraham brings that before the one gets Aliyah, before he says Bracha, should say quietly, Bo Dain Emes. Now I should feel like we're in a situation of an issue. After the Feast of Torah, we say Chatzi Kaddish and Maftir, also Chasifin. And afterwards, the Nigit, the Kinnis, still close to Chatzos. Say that.